look at Brandon Boyk and Michael Kendricks and Fletcher, they're all second-year guys, all part of last year's draft. I know it's tough to generalize because they play different positions, mm-hmm. different guys, but just kind of how big a step those guys took from year one to year two?
Yeah, all of those guys are taking really big steps, and you see – you know, when you see players who are going to be good in this league, they take that jump from year one to year two. And Boykin, Fletcher, and Michael, they've all taken that jump, and they are playing really well this year, and they should really be commended for the way they've stepped up, and, now they're considered veterans.
Did you see it coming with all three of those guys last year?
Yeah, I knew all those guys had something special in them. All of them were great athletes, great players. So it just took a little time for them to, get adjusted, and now they're playing lights out.
You guys kind of gradually built becoming a playoff team and a Super Bowl contender. When you're on this team, how do you have this team kind of expecting Super Bowl first year? You know what I'm saying? Not in that building mode. I mean, do you feel like you guys are as good as any team there?
I feel like, we continue with our same approach, taking it one week at a time. And we keep our mindset there, taking it one week at a time, continue to get better each week, and we'll be fine.
Have that kind of building viewpoint? I mean, do you have to seize every opportunity?
I don't look at it like that. I mean, I look at every game like we're in it to win it. So,
what do you guys see?
This team struggled to win at home the first four games of the season. Has won the last four. Is there anything to that?
We just turned it around at home. We were able to start playing better, finally get the monkey off our back and win some games at home. And our fans have been lights out for us. Fans have been great. The crowd knows everything has been really great when we've been playing at home and on that winning streak at home. So we just want to continue that, this weekend.
Have you noticed a difference in them from those first four games to, once you started to win it?
Yeah, I think it is a big difference in our fans. We're giving them something to cheer about. Guys are playing really well, and our fans are excited.
Jimmy
is definitely a top tight end because he, almost he's like a wideout. He lines up at the outside position a lot, and he gets a lot of balls thrown his way. So from that standpoint, he's like a star wideout for them.
On that same note, when you guys watched the film of the Cowboys game, what were some of the things the defense could have done better? Jason Witten obviously is a great player, but were there things you guys could have done?
Witten made some plays on us. Again, crafty veteran guy who's done it for a really long time. He made some plays on us. We made a few plays on him. So I think there are a few things we can get better, and I think we'll do that this weekend.
Why has Chip Kelly made such a difference in this franchise in such a quick time?
I think it's just the mindset that Coach Kelly came in with, the energy that he brought to this organization. I think it's really been fantastic, and it's trickled down to the players, and everybody is all in with whatever Coach Kelly wants.
You haven't been with this organization in a long time, but you've developed into the team leader. How does leadership and all that stuff come about?
It first comes about just doing your job, doing your job, doing things the right way. Guys see you doing things the right way, and they'll follow you.
Do you see when you guys play against like Fitzgerald and Calvin Johnson, like when they lined up in the slot, a linebacker would try to slow them down when they came across the middle. Do you see like a similar type of strategy with Jimmy Graham?
We'll see, what comes our way.
What are you looking for when you're setting up there, and what is the process when you're calling plays out there?
Process going for me?
Yeah, for you.
Whatever Coach Davis is called, I just check the formation and get our guys set and ready to go.
When you look at Breeze on film, and everybody talks about his release and everything, how much do you have to get pressure on him to kind of throw that timing off that he has, and how difficult is it?
It will be difficult because of his timing. He gets rid of the ball fairly quickly, but we still have to try to apply some pressure on him and make it tough on him. We can't make it a pitch and catch game all day.
Is there an emphasis, when you play a high scoring team like the Saints, is there an emphasis on telling guys, listen, if they get a touchdown, it's not the end of the world. You just gotta,
Our mentality is not to let them in the end zone. We don't, we're not coming in just because they score points, we're going to let them score, here on us. That's not our mentality. Our mentality is still hold people out of the end zone.
But if they do, do you need that guys have a mentality that's all right, we'll give up a touchdown, fine, get right back? Were you not like kind of like –
undefeated after if they get an early one.
No, I don't see our defense is not built that way, so I don't see that happening.
Miko, what was going through your mind, if you can think back to the Denver game and how bad that was, and then the way you all, this defense has played since? And what was your thoughts after that game and where you all had to go?
That's been so long ago, I forgot about it. It's been a while. All right. Thank you, guys.